This is Our Americas, the weekly report on Latin America and the Caribbean. I'm Mario Murillo. In the next half hour, we'll have an update on the battle against Occidental Petroleum being waged by the Uwa Indians of Colombia. The major multinational oil company wants to drill for oil in Uwa territory, but a growing movement of indigenous organizations, human rights activists, and environmental groups, both in the U.S. and Colombia, are trying to put a stop to their plans. We'll hear from the leader of the Uwa people, who was recently in the U.S. to receive a major environmental award. Coming up next on Our Americas.
Father, please help us with more intelligence and more conversation.
It's a Saturday evening in Port Tobacco, Maryland. About 50 people, both native and non-native, are gathered in a circle on the private 120-acre farm of the Piscataway Indian family led by Chief Billy Tayac. They've come together to listen to Roberto Berito Cobarua, the chief of Colombia's Uwa people. The informal gathering included traditional drummers as well as solidarity messages from several different North American Indian communities who wanted to express their support for the Uwa people. Earlier in the week, Berito was presented the prestigious Goldman Environmental Award for his courageous challenge to Occidental Petroleum, the California-based oil company that wants to drill for oil in Uwa territory. Berito and his supporters are waging an international campaign against Oxy, which was granted a license to explore in Colombia's oil-rich Samore block in 1996 without consultation with the community. The Uwa struggle gained international attention last year when they announced that the entire 5,000-strong population would commit mass suicide if Occidental carried out through on its plans to drill for oil. While Berito Cobarua has played down those initial threats of suicide, he continues to resist Oxy on many different levels. He's in the United States not only for the Goldman Award, but for the direct lobbying campaign against Oxy's plans, including a May 1st protest in front of Oxy's shareholders' meeting in Los Angeles. During the gathering in Tayac territory in southern Maryland, I caught up with Cobarua and we discussed the current situation regarding the Uwa's battle with Oxy. He was accompanied by Colombian anthropologist Edgar Mendez, an associate of the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia, the ONIC, who's been working closely with the Uwa. I first asked Edgar Mendez to give us an overview of the current battle with Occidental Petroleum.
Bueno, el caso Uwa está en el escenario internacional a nivel de la Organización de Estados Americanos.
Uwa case is now in the international context being addressed in the Organization of American States.
En esta organización de Estados Americanos se han llevado dos acciones paralelas.
Two parallel actions have proceeded. One was the complaint brought before the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights by Roberto Cobarua, Berito Cobarua. And the other was an action requested by the Colombian government of the OAS and Harvard University to carry out a study to seek a solution to this issue. In Colombia, as regards oil exploration, things have come to a halt. The contract between Occidental Petroleum and the government of Colombia was the terms were suspended. And at this time, the government is trying to engage in dialogue with the Uwa people through the Social Solidarity Network in Colombia. In any event, we are concerned that the government envoys have not changed their positions. They continue to consider the organizations that are supportive of the UWA and the National Organization, Indigenous Organization of Colombia, as radical organizations that don't want to see any solution to the UWA conflict. In any event, At this time, the government doesn't really want to provide a solution for the UWA to their fundamental problems, which are mainly problems of land. And the Colombian Agrarian Reform Institute wants to set aside a study that took 5 years that it was engaged in by the UWA and the government and the Agrarian Reform Institute itself, and it wants to, it's refusing to buy the lands where accidental oil explorations took place, alleging that they're very costly lands and that there's a very high population of campesinos, of peasants, on those lands. This shows that the government is not interested in coming up with a solution to the basic problems of the UWA. The government wants to carry out health and infrastructure programs, but the UWA are not really as interested in these programs as they are in the land question. At this time, the OAS Harvard project is looking into the possibility of a friendly settlement to the conflict. And in this process, one must proceed with caution and also come to agreement with the OAS and Harvard as to the terms by which this process should unfold. In this context, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights also appears to be waiting for further development of the UWA process in these terms.
We're speaking with Edgar Mendez, who is a representative of the ONIC, which is the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia, and we're speaking in Tayag territory in southern Maryland. We're also joined by Roberto Covarrua, and he is the chief of the UWA Nation, again, the nation of 5,000-plus indigenous people in the northeast of Colombia who are threatened by Occidental Petroleum. And, Roberto, I wanted to ask you, because you have talked about how the the Occidental Petroleum and the forces within the government who are supportive of Occidental's petroleum exploration plans, they have attempted to talk to other leaders or other members of the community, of the UWA community, to try to convince them to be a part or to accept the UWA, the Occidental presence in the territories. What can you tell us about that?
A ver, siempre nosotros estamos buscando nuestros cumplimientos de proyectos.
We've persistently been seeking implementation of projects with respect to what's been happening in Colombia. I would hope that our organizations and
no pueda haber más proyectos
that
de explotación del petróleo.
The national government not bring in more oil exploitation projects. For as we see it, this project is not well received at all by us, because we believe it's very problematic. For the government alone move this project along, because the world is not just the government, it's all the entities, all of the people in the world who are in the world. The world is not of the government, it's rather of the Father in the skies. He is the one who made the world. So the government has no basis for allowing for or striking deals with the president of Occidental regarding oil. We don't want to seek out more problems with the government, nor have the government come in and tell us what to do, because we are the UWA who have been living without any problem, and that's how we'd like to live in our life. We have a good life, we live well, and it's a life based on respect. That's why we reject this project. I would hope that the government understands our organizations, because our organization involves managing culture and respecting the life of the Mother Earth, and to make sure that it not become contaminated, but rather all to the contrary. And I don't want to see the government as an enemy, nor Occidental. I don't want to have a clash with any organization, any military organization, nor Occidental, nor any government agency, but rather that there should be respect without any problem. I'm not looking for a problem with anyone. I'm claiming the rights over the land, that we be acknowledged a single indigenous territory. This is the fight that I'm carrying out. Now, the National Agrarian Reform Institute should come up with a solution of acknowledging a single indigenous territory, and we want to manage our territory within the entire bounds of the single indigenous territory. We have a problem with the Agrarian Reform Institute because we've looked at the situation and we've seen what it's like. INCORA, the Agrarian Reform Institute, doesn't want to regulate our territory. Occidental doesn't agree with our territory being acknowledged by this government agency. So the territory that we are claiming has a large curve, and within that, territory, there are some peasant settlers, and they're going to stay there. And we know why, because INCORA, the Agrarian Reform Institute, wants to negotiate with Occidental. And how is that going to harm us? We don't want to see harm done to Mother Earth. We don't want to mistreat the Earth. That's why I'm here in this country. Trying to look into the projects affecting the UA. I'm going to go to the World Bank. I've gone to the World Bank to see where the project stands. And the other question, I was meeting at the Department of Interior and was asked about where things stand in Colombia. Well, since in Colombia there's a Ministry of Interior with an Indigenous Affairs Department, and everyone's always needing money, and so where there's conversations, people are generally willing to accept money, and that's where we have a clash.
Edgar Mendez. I
wanted to mention that late March, we carried out a workshop with the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia in UA territory, and some representatives of the Agrarian Reform Institute were allowed to present their counter-proposal for a socioeconomic study. And they presented it in very general terms. The people didn't understand it all that well. Nonetheless, when they left, the representatives left, we developed the proposal, we looked at the maps, we examined the situation more closely, and we realized that basically the Agrarian Reform Institute was proposing to exclude from the socioeconomic study the best lands, the flattest lands, where there are a lot of peasants, and to add to the study very sterile and mountainous lands, where it would be very difficult to have agriculture. Those are lands that the indigenous usually leave as free lands where the animals live, and based on their own customs, they don't work those lands. The peasants haven't worked them either, because it's very difficult. So that's the proposal of the Agrarian Reform Institute, to remove the best lands from the socioeconomic study, to include in it lands that are very difficult, indeed I would say impossible to work, and they're lands that aren't going to cost the state anything because the state, the government, considers them as barren lands.
Colombian anthropologist Edgar Mendez is an associate of the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia, who's been working closely with the Uwa people of northeast Colombia. We were also speaking with Roberto Berito Cobarua, the chief of the Uwa people. They were both interpreted by Charlie Roberts of the Colombia Human Rights Committee of Washington, D.C. I spoke with Edgar and Berito during an informal gathering down in Tayac territory in Port Tobacco, Maryland. The two of them were there after Berito was awarded the prestigious Goldman Environmental Award. The organization that has been doing much of the U.S. mobilizing around the case of the Uwa is the California-based Project Underground. Terence Freitas is one of the coordinators of the Uwa working group of Project Underground, and we spoke briefly about the state of the organizing effort.
Well, as you know, the Uwa Pueblo has been trying to defend itself from Occidental Petroleum and Shell for the past 5 years or more, really. And what's happening now is that Shell, there's a minor victory. Shell has decided to sell all of its shares in the project. And so Occidental is continuing, and now Ecopetrol is looking for a new partner to become part of the Asociación Cravo Norte. So there's a number of oil companies out looking to become a new partner in the Chisamore project. And basically what the oil, but the problem is that Occidental is having a hard time finding a new partner. There's a number of oil companies who I believe are refusing to become part of any association with Occidental, because what Occidental has right now in its hands is a permit to mine within or drill for oil within the Uwa territory. And more and more oil companies are realizing that this project is potentially genocidal for the Uwa.
So what is the status of that? They haven't moved in on it, and it's been much to the, of course, to the credit of the struggle that the Uwa have waged nationally and internationally, and, of course, the work that people like Project Underground and some others have done here in the United States. But technically speaking, they can begin drilling any time, correct? Why don't you clarify that for our listeners?
Actually, they can continue with exploration anytime. They have a permit for that. Technically, in Colombia, they would have to have another consultation, but the way that consultation is defined in Colombia right now, as basically it causes a problem. It allows for the company to be able to talk with just random Uwa people to get permission to drill on their land and not respect the actual Uwa government. There's a Uwa government that's even respected by the Colombian government, and Occidental doesn't even have to talk to those people in order to get a mining permit, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So the next stage would be putting forth their environmental impact statement to the Ministry of the Environment, and then having the Ministry of the Environment accept that. And the Ministry of the Environment has basically stated that it would accept that. And they're all just waiting. And they're waiting because of the international pressure and because of the international solidarity and support for the Uwa people. But more importantly, because the Uwa have stayed united in their struggle, even though Occidental and the Colombian government are trying their best to divide the community.
Now, we've heard Chief Roberto Cobarua talk about that and talk about the attempts to create, in a sense, for all intents and purposes, a puppet government. How successful have they been to try to establish another Uwa leadership to basically accept Occidental on their territory?
They've been entirely unsuccessful thus far. They have five people. Occidental has five people that they've been working with consistently for a few years to try to get them to convince the Uwa community that oil development is a good thing, or to just go straight to the Colombian government and pretend to be representatives of the Uwa tribe. But that hasn't been successful at all for two reasons. The first reason is that in Uwa tradition, you have to have, if you're going to form a tribal government, you have to have elders, you have to have medicine people that support you. And none of these people have elders or medicine people. Most of them don't even speak the Uwa language. They grew up outside of the Uwa territory, and they have no right to represent any Uwa tribe or clan. So with that, the efforts have been unsuccessful thus far. However, they've really stepped up their efforts just a few months ago, last year. The puppet tribal government it's not a tribal government yet, but the puppet group of people put forth a proposal to create a new tribal government. And they put it in front of Congress, and they put it in front of a Senate at a meeting that Occidental was at. And the problem with this is again twofold. One, Occidental shouldn't be at any kind of meeting like that. And this, the bigger problem is that for a tribal government to be legitimate, it has to get legitimacy from its own tribe, from the government that's already there. And they were proposing just an additional kind of tribal council. And they never even talked to their people about it, which basically explains how ridiculous it was.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about the threats to the UWA that have been committed against them, against the leadership, against Roberto, the chief of the UWA? We've heard about it in the past. We've reported it on Our Americas. But how has that been in recent months? Has there been other threats coming from different sectors in the area now in recent months?
No, it's been a lot better since Roberto actually talked about the threats. And since the UWA people received international support, I believe that the Colombian government and the oil companies are very aware of how much support that the UWA people in Colombia are receiving, and so they've stepped back any direct threats to the UWA people, but at the same time, they haven't acted directly or in any way that we can see to truly avert these threats. The easiest thing that the Colombian government could do to avert the threat would be to cancel the mining permit that Occidental has right now, to cancel the exploration permit rather, and Occidental could cancel its own permit and make, I mean, they have a lot of sway and they could easily get that piece of paper torn up. They could do it in an hour and they could do it legally, and all they would have to do is call up their friends in the Colombian government and get it done. And just that, as you know, just that would be a tremendous relief for the UWA people, because then they wouldn't have this shadow of death, essentially, just right above them. I mean, it's waiting. It very much seems like it's in the hands of the government, and that Occidental has this, they have this ace, they have this permit, and the Ministry of Mines just said last week that oil development will continue in this region. So to have that hanging over the UWA people like a shadow of death is not fair, and it creates a political situation in Colombia, that the same political situation that gets people killed every day.
I just want to remind the listeners that we're speaking with Terence Freitas, who has been at the forefront of the U.S. campaign to defend and work in solidarity with the struggle of the UWA people of Colombia. He's with Project Underground, which is an environmental group based in California, and he's, one of the coordinators of the UWA working group that has been working around this issue. And we're in Tayac territory in southern Maryland, indigenous territory, where we're meeting with a number of different community leaders who are basically hearing, perhaps for the first time, but also some others who have been involved in the work around the UWA. It's quite interesting, but maybe you can also tell us, Terence, why you're here in New York now, and why the UWA here, Roberto and Edgar here from the ONIC.
I'm very pleased to be able to tell you that Roberto Cuaria, who in UWA calls himself Berito Cuarua, has just received the Goldman Environmental Award, which is like the Nobel Prize for community activists who work to protect their environment and to protect their culture. Roberto received this award with four other people from around the world for protecting his culture and for protecting his people from Occidental Petroleum, Shell, and the Colombian government.
Now, what's next? Just to wrap up, what is next on the agenda for the UWA working group of Project Underground and all the people who are doing work to try to stop Occidental's plans in UWA territory?
Yeah, well, Occidental's plans are far from being stopped. What the next step is the Colombian government working with Occidental, or Occidental really taking a step back and having the Colombian government try to hammer out what they consider to be the boundaries of the UWA territory. Occidental has already has information on where all of the oil is, and so the Colombian government, through the National Institute of Agrarian Reform, INCORA, has proposed new boundaries for the UWA reservation, which is larger than what they recognize now. But there are these little holes in the reservation that the UWA are trying to acquire. And these little holes are very likely the exact same place where there's oil to be drilled. And we know that because we've looked at Occidental's, where they've done all their seismic testing, and at exactly the same place that the government wants to recover from the UWA, or wants to take away from the UWA once again, is exactly the same place that Occidental seismic lines are. And that's going to be actually very difficult to stop. And even with the Goldman Environmental Award, which you think would make people, companies and governments start to give a bit more respect to the Uwa people. Even with that, I suspect that the Colombian government, Occidental, and whoever their new partner is, are going to try to go ahead with this project.
Terence Freitas is one of the coordinators of the UWA Working Group of Project Underground, a California-based environmental organization. If you want more information about the UWA campaign, you can contact Project Underground through the Columbia Human Rights Network. Call them in New York at 212-802-7209. That's 212-802-7209. And that's about all the time we have on today's program. Our Americas is produced at the studios of WBAI Pacifica Radio in cooperation with NACLA, the North American Congress on Latin America. It is funded in part by grants from the Paul Robeson Fund for Independent Media, the Funding Exchange, and the New York State Council on the Arts. Associate producers are Sarah Gill, Amy Standen, Walter Krakmal, and Laura Tarantini, with production assistance by Vicky Hippel. Thanks to Charlie Roberts and Miguel Gonzalez. If you have any questions or comments, you can send us an email at mmcompa@igc.org. That's mmcompa@igc.org. For Our Americas, I'm Mario Murillo. Thanks for listening and stay strong. Asa suni ka gut we hal ro asa suni we tri kwe tar chir hal ro te tu kar tan po kai sa ru kwe wo ki tan po kai sa ru te tu ki tai po kai sa ru kwe wo wa kin po kai sa ru kwe wo te tu ko ri ru po kai sa ru kwe wo di an po kai sa ru kwe te tu ka pat po kai sa ru kwe wo ka kat po kai sa ru kwe wo ko tat po kai sa ru kwe wo hayau kat po kai sa ru te tu ko ran pe ge ta sa ru kwe wo ko wan pe ge ta sa ru kwe wo ha kan pe ge ta sa ru kwe wo cha wan pe ge ta sa ru wo te tu be yi pe ge ta sa ru kwe wo ye wa yi pe ge ta sa ru kwe wo te tu ka ran pe ge ta sa ru kwe wo ho kru pe ge ta sa ru te tu ka ha dui ri kwe ta wa ki na ku ha kan pe ge ta sa